some last comments on this round, on the paragraphs 25 to 28. At the outset, we want to note that our task here is to create a sound legal basis on which to conduct legal reviews and not specifying on how these reviews need to be conducted. Giving guidance, in particular, the exchange of best practices are useful, of course, but it cannot be the focus of our work or our raison d'être. In paragraph 25, we need to take special care that the language is in line with existing legal obligations under Additional Protocol 1. This means, inter alia, deleting SIG 2, and also some other very pertinent proposals that we have heard from our Swiss colleague and some others. 26, as others have pointed out already, should be deleted since it repeats elements that are listed above as requirements, here in an optional way as part of risk mitigation measures. This could create confusion and unclarity in the long run. As Ireland and Mexico have already pointed out today, we have, and as we have expressed many times in the past, in the last years, in fact, we see a logical problem in focusing on risk mitigation measures without properly acknowledging or identifying the risks we want to mitigate. We also support comments by other delegations to expand on bias in AI, as proposed by Canada. As already pointed out by Panama, the considerations set out in the last sentence of paragraph 28 are legal obligations under IHL. The should is simply factually wrong and risks lowering very central standards of IHL. That's it. I thank you.